20 people step out of buses into the middle of a large empty lot covered in concrete and brown, crunchy grass.
But this rectangular-shaped portion of property is 60.8 acres, almost exactly, not counting the portions that you need for rail access. So that kind of defines what type of user we can put on this particular parcel.
This is the former site of GuideLamp, a General Motors plant that was torn down beginning in 2007. As Anderson Mayor Kevin Smith says, the vacant lot is ugly but has a great personality. This is what is known as a brownfield. David Lloyd is the director of the Office of Brownfields and Land Revitalization for the Environmental Protection Agency.
Brownfield sites are sites that have usually had a commercial use in the past that are either contaminated or are thought to be contaminated and therefore are not being used.
Brownfields can be contaminated with metals, solvents, and chemicals from businesses like manufacturing plants, dry cleaning stores, and old gas stations. Lloyd says there are many ways to reuse a site.
Mixed-use commercial, you know, restaurants, hotel, retail, very typical use. And then shopping malls often relocate on brownfield sites because they can, with the slabs and the infrastructure they put in place, they can take care of any contamination that's there.
Federal officials from the EPA, the Economic Development Administration, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development found themselves in a conference room Tuesday with Indiana state officials to talk about how to clean up and market the brownfields in Anderson and Connersville. The roundtable meeting was organized by a national organization, the Manufacturing Alliance of Communities. Mayor Smith says each Anderson brownfield has city utilities, access to railway lines, and access to large roads.
We have a good piece of ground. What can we do to close the deal better than one of our competitors? Can we close it sooner? So we're also interested, and we've proven through past practice that we see a great deal of value to this parcel of ground.
The room full of federal, state, and local officials represents possibilities, a way to see the resources available, to network, and to see who comes up with a good idea. The mayors of Anderson and Connersville tell the visitors of the city's glory days, when they were referred to as Pittsburgh on the White River and Little Detroit. Anderson once had 27,000 General Motors employees working within city limits. Connersville, in its 200-year history, manufactured 18 different automobiles, including the storied Duesenberg. But now the cities have hundreds of acres of brownfields waiting to be useful again.
We understand that this was part of our past and that there are great cycles involved in American business and American industry.
Anderson's brownfields are in need of owners. Connersville is in a different position. Its most famous brownfield is the former Visteon manufacturing plant, which closed in 2008. The city courted a new company called Carbon Motors, who decided to make the move from Georgia. They will manufacture the first purpose-built police cars when they receive funding. They've already taken over the former Visteon building, but after a 30-month waiting process, their application for a $310 million federal loan was rejected. Chief Brand Officer Stacy Dean Stevens says the company is still committed to Connersville.
Unfortunately, I can't comment on the funding. That's a Securities and Exchange Commission law that I cannot violate. But basically, we have made the commitment and are moving forward and will fund the company privately as we go forward. Our intent is to stay in Connersville. We made a commitment to the city, we made a commitment to the county, and we made a commitment to the state, and we're going to remain with that commitment.
Steven says with the roundtable's potential, Anderson, Connersville, and Indiana are on the right track.
We want the state of Indiana to rally around new companies coming to Indiana, and that includes Carbon Motors. We need the support. We need people out there advocating on behalf of the American worker, and we need people calling us up and saying, hey, what can we do? Because we want to stay in Indiana, and we want to create these jobs, and we want to do so as quickly as possible.
The Manufacturing Alliance of Communities will hold similar roundtable meetings in Michigan and Ohio through the summer. In Anderson, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.